Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Some of it's good, some of it's not. We'll sift through the good stuff, finding the good people and what's going on, the good businesses. We're here to help you help yourselves, if that's, that doesn't sound too arrogant, does it? We have knowledge, we have skill. When I say we, I mean the camaraderie that goes on between our comrades, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keithen, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, here at your service and on your side. The things that we talk about that are good are really good, and sometimes the things we talk about that are bad are really bad. I have one thing, Jennifer, before you get started with the impeachment. By the way, I think calling it impeachment gives peaches a bad name. Why can't we call it something else? Like, what's a good...
Implumment?
Like, implumment, yeah.
But I like a plum.
Okay, so that plum's a bad name. So how about broccoli, or
like
better yet, Brussels sprouts. Nobody likes Brussels.
Ooh, I like
sprouts.
Those.
Oh, you
I
do?
Oh,
yeah.
Gross, stinky little cabbages.
Come up with
love
green cabbages at that. Yes. All right. So one bit of advice, or one bit of news, for those of you who don't know my connection to the farm. It is deep. My roots are on the farm. American Family Farmer show that I do, the podcast, focusing on things like this. The business, this is not all about milk and cookies, but it is about Chobani yogurt. I'm not selling it. I'm not even really a fan of Chobani. But they've started something good with the American Farmland Trust. They are, there's a certain type of Greek yogurt that they make, and they're donating 10 cents from every four-pack to the American Farmland Trust to save farmland and save farms. Chobani's website is where you can find out a little bit more about it. But this is the first time they've ever, or anybody that I know of, has helped to raise money and support for American family farmers. Not the guys that run the big dairies down in West Texas, Victoria, but the people who have small little dairies.
I love how bold you are.
Hey, listen, what the heck. All right. I'll tell that story sometime, but not now, because Jennifer has to bring us an update on why it's not a healthy thing to be a friend of Rudy Giuliani. I guess that's probably...
We have to do a little debunking, because there are a lot of people who are trying to put together these two men who were indicted, who are clients of Rudy Giuliani's, together with President Trump, and they're two very different It's items that are going on, although what they do share in common is that both were being looked at by the Southern District of New York, which President Trump is also being looked at by that court in Manhattan. So it was announced that there were indictments of two Rudy Giuliani clients. Now, a lot of people would like to say that that came from the Ukraine call, but what really happened is that these were campaign finance violations that were reported back in July of 2018. That's a year before a year and a couple of months before the whistleblower actually even reported the call between Donald Trump and Ukraine, and they don't have anything to do with the impeachment inquiry. But that didn't stop federal prosecutors from Southern District in New York to unseal an indictment against four U.S. citizens, three of whom were born abroad. Two of them are Ukrainian American, Lev Parnas and Belarusian American Igor Fruman.
Him too, right? Yes.
Right.
Right.
They're accused of passing campaign contributions from a foreign donor to pro-Trump organizations through a fictitious company. They also made their fraudulent individual contributions to politicians they hoped to influence, a whole list of them, as to advance their own personal financial interests and political interests of the Ukrainian government officials, including at least one Ukrainian government official who is specifically mentioned in the indictment. It's believed that the two businessmen were involved in Giuliani's efforts to investigate the conflict of interest by former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, but we don't know if that's true or not. That's what's believed. That's what's being reported. The indictment does not mention Giuliani, the investigation, or the president at all. It doesn't mention the Ukraine call itself. The only thing the indictment and the phone call share in common is a mention of an effort to replace the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who didn't seem to be very popular with the Ukrainian government. So that indictment is in effect. These two men were picked up at Dulles Airport, actually, on their way out of the country. Obviously, they knew the heat was on. And
one-way tickets to Frankfurt.
Please, exactly. Sign me up. They were pulled out of Dulles, and they were put up, I think, on $1 million bail, something pretty high up. So they're not going anywhere, and they are clients of Rudy Giuliani, which is why all of the interest in this. Now, a couple of other updates.
Scenario.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? It's a swamp, please. The lawyer who represents the whistleblower, that the one that's on record, conceded that the whistleblower was in contact with presidential candidates, and it was revealed by at least one outlet that that candidate was indeed Joe Biden. They've been asking a lot of these candidates on the campaign trail. Beto O'Rourke was one. Hey, are you the guy that knows the whistleblower? And it turns out, if you believe the reporting, that this is someone who worked with the vice president or former vice president when he was vice president at the White House, and even traveled on Air Force Two quite a bit with Joe Biden when he was the vice president. So that's the person that he came in contact with. And President Trump is still doubling down. He's saying he wants the Democrats to get on record to actually file an official impeachment inquiry against him so that Republicans can be given rights to defend themselves, and this can be done in the way that it was meant to be done. If he doesn't, they're not going to cooperate, although we did hear about Gordon Sondland, who is now going to show up for testimony. At least that's what he says next week after Adam Schiff subpoenaed him.
Perry, isn't he subpoenaed?
Perry's getting pulled
into subpoena
this.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was part of the people that were there with that were helping the president do the phone call, I guess. And so the president said, Rick Perry was the one who told me to even make this phone call. And Rick Perry, I don't think, is denying that. But I haven't heard him respond to whether or not he'll show up with the subpoena.
Anymore. This is getting old and boring.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. You didn't.
But guess what?
It's just the same
old crap. It's not going to go away. It's going to be like this for the next year.
It is for me. We're going to pay little attention to it because I think it's not. We'll let everybody else talk about it. I don't think we need to be talking about it, frankly, one way or the other. It just isn't, it doesn't add anything. It's kind of like talking about the trade war and what's going on with China. I mean, at some point, there are so many other things going on in the world. And that's really how we cut our teeth here on this program. I think we just, you give people a couple of lines or a couple of minutes of it because it's sort of there, and then get on to other things. I'm looking at this, the latest on the China trade deal. There are still a lot of things to overcome, apparently, but the talks have restarted. Some of the details are starting to leak out, as you might expect. The U.S. says it wants to reintroduce a previously agreed-upon currency pact, promises that both countries, China and the United States, would stop devaluing their currency. This has been a big, I don't think it affected us and our currency, but the Chinese were doing this, playing this game pretty much all of last year. And what it does is support their stock market, and it affects. It strengthens the dollar, as far as I can see. I mean, if the Chinese manipulate their currency, I don't understand. This becomes so complicated. Again, the average person doesn't understand. But it's just it's a way for China to try to get an upper hand. That's what they do all the time.
They've been doing this for years, though.
Yeah.
Obama called them out on it. I mean, this has been going. George Bush probably called them out on it.
Yeah.
This is something that they've done forever.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, the president says that some American companies are going to be able to sell select goods to Huawei, which is the tech company that has been blacklisted. So we're going to be able to sell them components so they can make phones so they can listen in on what our conversations are. That's Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Going to buy more soybeans from America. That's big ag, not small ag. Officials promising to buy 30 million tons of soybeans, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I said this, I think, earlier in the week. The pork and meat stuff was a real sham. And the average American farmer knows it. The pork is controlled. The pork industry in America is now controlled by the Chinese because they own the biggest packing house. And as far as meat is concerned, we went through that this week, too. Nobody else is talking about this, Victoria, but we talked and we explained how the sacredness, if that's it, or the authenticity, excuse me, of American beef has been compromised because we got beef coming in from everywhere, and it's not labeled, so you don't know what you're buying in the store.
Right.
Is it from Argentina? Is it from China? Is it from America? You don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows anymore. It's an outrage. So I didn't give them 2 cents for their damn meat. Anyway, that's so it's not.
I don't
sure,
eat
I guess
meat.
The negotiators
as we know that you and I don't eat meat, but if I were a meat eater, I would be very nervous buying pork because look at what China does to everything else. It turns toxic. It's poison. They poisoned our dog food. They poison everything that
How
they
did
make.
The Justice Department allow that?
I don't know.
I wonder about that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smithfield. They bought this. If you're wondering what brand it is, it's Smithfield. It's the largest producer of pork products in the country. They bought it. They own it. And they're bringing in pigs and pork from China to grind up to use in the pork. And they're also controlling what farmers add on. I
wouldn't trust anything that's grown or raised way.
More reason. I think it's actually good news because most people will pay more attention to this.
All right, let's hope. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Member of the Grand Ole Opry on January 4th, 1969. You saw that if you watched the Ken Burns special on country music. She was prominent in it, and that story of her being a member of the Grand Ole Opry was part of what was aired. 50 years later now, she's celebrating the gold anniversary on the 12th with an all-star concert at the Opry in Nashville. That would be kind of a great take. The show has long been sold out. Fans of Dolly can catch the concert. It'll be on NBC during Thanksgiving week, titled Dolly Parton, 50 Years at the Grand Ole Opry. The TV special premieres on the 26th of November and features highlights from this week's Opry tribute. Emmylou Harris involved. I wish that every time this song comes out, I feel like crying. Toby Keith, Hank Williams.
I really tried to pick songs that would not. I'm very limited in my Dolly songs.
You are. She's got plenty of them.
Because they always make you cry, all of them.
Oh.
Try Romeo. That's a great song.
Yeah. Anyway, also participating beside Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, and Emmylou Harris. Yeah, this is good. Crank this up. Dierks Bentley, Margo Price, Lady Andy Bellum, Chris Jansen on the show. She said, I'm so thrilled to be celebrating my 50-year anniversary with the Grand Ole Opry. I'm excited that NBC wanted to share in this milestone as well. Together we hope to entertain a broader audience on what the Grand Ole Opry is all about, what it means to me. I'm going to speculate there'll be more attention paid to it, not only because it's her, but because of all the focus on this Ken Burns documentary. Many people are talking about that in country music. They didn't know a lot about these. Here's another one that's a tearjerker. He, she, and Kenny Rogers.
Here. How is this a great song?
This is like a karaoke song. How is this going to make you cry?
I don't know. I just think of the two of them looking at each other, thinking that they both really like each other.
Oh, God. Going, which one of us had more surgery? Dolly or Kenny?
That's a good question, Jennifer. Anyway, Parton has been the focus of a number of projects of late, from the Opry recognition to the subject of a new podcast titled Dolly Parton's America, which is debuting this fall as well. She also cameos in the holiday film Christmas in Dollywood, which will be on the Hallmark Channel in December. All right, so there you go. And didn't speaking of Hallmark Channel, isn't there a story about the college scandal on this weekend?
Lifetime. That's right.
Okay, there we go. So there's the Dolly story up to the minute. Next up, in terms of country music and female artists, focus on Miranda Lambert, who's popular and doing well. She's got a new single out, and this is it, called Tequila Does. Here at this time. Sounds pretty country to me.
Yeah, I like it.
Very country, huh?
I'd sure like to find a cowboy tonight to get me back in.
She's still married to that policeman?
She is.
But the boys around.
What does he think of this
cowboy
song?
She got a guy from Staten Island, so I don't know.
New York cowboy. So, as we were suggesting, it's real country, I think. Miranda says, country music makes me happy. No matter how rock or edgy or scorned you can get, when you come back to country songs with a steel guitar, it makes me feel like my soul is free or on fire, one or the other. The album Wildcard is going to be out the first of next month. So, how many... Is this the only song that's come from the album so far, though, right?
No, she's got about like four different songs.
Yeah, and I'm liking everything so far.
Yeah. Just like tequila does, Jen. Like tequila does. Is she drinking more because she's not with what's-his-face any longer?
Maybe less. No? Who knows?
No, okay. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease. Apply within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to receive...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This, in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks, but the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons, that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen will be along momentarily. Kara Schillen is at our uplink. She keeps everything going in Washington, D.C. And one thing, ladies, that I think we can agree on that Dougie will not is that we are happy hockey season is here, because yes. I think we're all fans of hockey. Mm-hmm. And Victoria, our trending story today centers around the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes, for a really kind of interesting reason. So we all know, like you said, we're all hockey fans. We've all been to hockey games. Sometimes you get free hats that get handed out to the fans, magnetic shields, like all kinds of knickknacks, koozies, whatever. The Philadelphia Flyers, however, they are giving their fans something really unusual. They're giving them a rage room. It's the first ever rage room inside a major professional. Oh, I know. I can imagine. It's the first ever rage room inside a major professional sports arena. And this gives fans the ability, if they're upset with how the Flyers are playing, they can go into the rage room and smash things with a hockey stick. They have all kinds of things. It's this, they call it the hidden library wall entrance. It's in the team's new assembly lounge and bar area. The anger cave, some people are calling it, allows Flyers fans to take out their aggression on household items. Flat screen TVs, dishware, bottles, even guitars. And you can use a baseball bat, you can use an orange and black sledgehammer, the colors of the Flyers, and of course you can take a hockey stick to that flat screen TV if that is your if that's your thing, and you'll have to wear some protective gear during the session. But and there's also an observation room that lets other fans who might not be as aggro if they want to just watch other people losing it. So this is the new attraction, and it's Yay. Definitely an interesting concept. But rage rooms have become, the concept actually started in Japan about 10 years ago, and that has spread around mostly in California. There is one place in San Jose, California, that uses recycled electronics, and it charges $25 an hour for a BYOB, and that's bring your own bat. And so you can smash stuff for $25 an hour.
Rage therapy is
kind of fun.
Well, you it's supposed to get that angry.
Yes, it's supposed to get like your frustrations out. Because okay, so I watch all the celebrity therapy shows, and
yes, that's
one of the weeks is they go and they crash stuff. They
So have you ever done
Bring
that?
It up. No,
I've never done it. No.
No.
Not where Sarah? I paid to do it.
Maybe we should do like a ladies' trip and we can all go and.
Kara throws axes, so this is not that far off of her wheelhouse. Yeah.
One wonders, though. This, you talk about women. What about men doing this? Is this an equal opportunity deal here, or what's the story?
Yes.
If you're at a Flyers game, you just make a reservation for the specific time, and it's $35 for individuals or $60 for groups of two. And
you get a bus.
You get 5 minutes to smash whatever you want.
Take a bus, get a busload of people, and go into a padded room, if you will. Sounds kind of...
Well, it's a 45-year drought of the Stanley Cup, so...
I was going to say, what does this say about the Flyers? If they're building in rage rooms, they must be excited for the season, right?
Yeah.
The just
fans
over
are
half
crazy
of,
in Philadelphia.
Half of California's registered voters have considered leaving the state because of various things. Young voters, especially likely to cite unaffordable housing as a reason for leaving. Also, the political, this is it. I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Jennifer, studying the law, the L.A. Times.
I actually had it in my prep. Yeah, I talked about
did you?
This.
Okay, well, then go ahead and talk about it. It's interesting that Republicans are three times more likely to leave. Maybe they should stay and fight.
The broad story is that everybody in California, for the most part, has thought about leaving the state at some point. It's in various degrees of seriousness, I guess. But they're saying the young people who think about it are leaving because they can't afford it. Republican people are actually saying the state has gone so far away from where they stand that they're thinking about leaving because of those differences, because of the political differences. So that's why you hear a lot of conservatives who say, I'm moving to Texas, I'm going to Arizona, I'm going to Washington to Nevada, because they don't like the high taxes, they don't like the direction that the state's going in. I think it's very real. And the people that I talk to, this is absolutely, everybody says, oh, we got to get out of here. And if they're young, it's because they can't afford to buy a house. And if they're a Republican, it's because they can't stand the direction of where we're going.
Yep, not good. So here's this is something, I suppose we could bracket this as children in the news, thinking about the current cultural movement, the climate, if you will, that insists that in our encounters, normal encounters, the number of people who are hurt, the intentions, the negative intentions of lots of people ensnaring those, especially with autism, and these people don't understand social cue, what's going on around them, they just don't get it. And that's why should they? They have there's something about them that's different. The family of a boy named Nathan Putnam, you heard the story, says their son was punished, labeled as a sexual predator and accused of sexual harassment for hugging one of his female classmates. and kissing another one goodbye on the cheek when he left. Nathan has autism, unaware that what he was doing was not acceptable because he does it at home. So his mother said, what do you do with a five-year-old who's being labeled a sexual predator and accused of sexual harassment by the schools? It was disclosed that it will go on his record for the rest of his life that he's a sexual offender. Come on. Again, the impracticality of our system, school system especially. The child is autistic. He doesn't comprehend the same way everybody else does. Doesn't function the same way as your typical five-year-old. So what do you do with it? What if you're a parent? Where do you go for help? The school basically wants to toss him. So the doctors are trying to explain to people, and there are more and more of these for whatever the reason, whether it's vaccines, who knows why, but there are a lot more kids now that have autism than was the case certainly when I was in school or when I was teaching school. It's an epidemic. And here's another, I don't know what this is an example of. Police this week arrested a middle school student in San Antonio after classmates discovered that he brought a loaded gun to school. This is a seventh grader at Bradley Middle School in San Antonio. Several students went to the front office, said that another student was carrying a weapon. The letter went to the parents from the principal. And so now this is all over the news media. The student was arrested by police, faces serious disciplinary consequences. How does a kid in middle school get a gun that's loaded? And why is he being, I would be going after the parents. The parents should be arrested, not him. Right? Am I right or not? It was a loaded 9mm gun.
Yeah, of course.
Brings it to school.
And by the way, that's already illegal. That's like not even a new law, is to not give your kid a gun that's loaded.
Well, how
well, why is the gun at home loaded anyway?
Yeah,
that's totally irresponsible gun ownership.
Those parents should be in jail.
My gun is loaded and in a safe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Locked in a safe, yeah.
Locked in a safe.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, these parents did not do that.
Well, anyway, pretty crazy. Well, the Texas authorities say they blame it. Well, they didn't blame it. They said they're treating this as almost an adult caper because of what happened at the Walmart in El Paso. When was that? A couple of months ago, right? The gun laws.
Not even. Yep.
I don't know. Maybe my comment is in my tone.
It's just stupidity that ends up to people dying.
Oh, my God, these damn parents. 43 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Coming up next, what you're going to have with your turkey sandwich.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins hosts INSP's first ever cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. 12 modern-day working cowboys, both men and women from across America, compete head-to-head to win this six-episode week-long event. Contestants put their diverse real-world cowboy skills to the test in team challenges that determine how well they work together, and individual challenges that prove who can rise above. The danger they face is real. The stakes are high. In the end, only one will ride off a winner, earning the coveted Ultimate Cowboy belt buckle and a prize of a lifetime. We spoke with Trace Adkins about this exciting new series.
Well, as a veteran of two competition shows, to me, the hardest part was just the constant stress. If you are serious about trying to win this competition, then it's going to be stressful. If you're just there to goof off and have your day or two on television, then it's not going to bother you that much, but you're not going to win. But if you're there to win, it's going to cause you stress. The stress that not just the competition puts on you, but that you put on yourself if you're really, really serious about winning, you know, it's going to be a burden that you're going to have to carry every day. That was my experience. It was the constant stress of the thing that wore on me more than anything else.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins on his new INSP Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Monday, October 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at INSP.com or UltimateCowboyShowdownTV.com.
Insight Daily Radio.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease. Apply within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. So the sandwich is Syria. Let's see. Syria's in the middle. Turkey's on one side of the sandwich, and the United States is on the other side of the sandwich. How's that sound for something yummy? The Turkish military following through this week on plans to take control of a strip of Syrian land. It's what, 400 miles wide? I think that's 400 miles long or wide. I can't remember, but it's a whole, that's the sandwich. The safe zone. It's called the safe zone. It could increase refugees, need for more help for refugees. Currently, it's controlled by Syrian Democratic Forces. That mean that's Arafat's bunch, right? Aren't they the government?
Assad.
Force? Assad, excuse me. Yeah, Arafat's dead. Well, that was close.
That'd be something, though.
It would be, yes, right. So there's a lot of crossfire, civilians getting killed, hundreds of thousands are going to be moving around again. So Turkey, it seems to me, is creating its own mess. They were complaining about the number of people coming from Syria up through Greece and Turkey to go to Europe. This is going to do more. This is going to create more people trying to get out of there and get into their country and go north, isn't it? Or are they all going to stay in the safe
zone? That's what everyone speculates, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Hooey. It is. Okay, how many people would spend $1,425 for a new pair of sneakers?
No.
Anybody? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
No. You're talking to the Queen of Payless. No.
Okay. The collaboration with a... with Nike and a Brooklyn-based company that is literally a religious entity, have created sneakers called Jesus Shoes. And they have sold out. It's like a Nike Air Max 97 that has some kind of design on it. I'm not sure exactly because I can't see it clearly enough. But this Bergdorf Goodman has them out for...
apparently they literally let you walk on water. I guess they float or
well, they have
I don't know.
They have a water. You've seen shoes, the sneakers like that, that have a sort of
air
a sole that floats, yeah, air and water and that sort of thing. Let's see, Bergdorf Goodman has a diamond crystal embellished sneaker that sells for $3,900 a pair. How about that? The Jesus sneakers, you can get them while
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentle on the body. Look for the green Salon Pass box in the pain relief aisle. Salon Pass. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Nick Miles is here. Nick Miles is our auto expert, yours as well. His website sort of summarizes the whole deal, rautoexpert.com. So I would like you to begin, sir, with a description of Kevin Hart's car, that 720-horsepower engine, the 6.4-liter Hemi V8 that was in that Barracuda. I'm guessing that it was a 5-speed transmission, but there's a lot of stuff. And now this 1970 Barracuda is causing a bunch of lawsuits. But the guy who's driving it didn't know how to drive it. And don't you think, think about Kara and some of our audience that's younger, doesn't even know what a Barracuda is, right?
Yeah, and a Barracuda from 1970s.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful car. It's the sort of car that you expect vampires to drive or some bad guy in a movie. So everybody wants one. Kevin Hart, went and got this car. It's all been, like, stripped out and had this new big motor put in. I think the original transmission, I think, was a 4-speed in there, and I'm not sure what he had in that vehicle. But, yeah, so it's a beautiful piece of machinery. It looks good. It looks the movie part. It definitely maybe somebody a little more menacing than Kevin Hart you'd expect to be behind the wheel. He's not the most menacing actor that I know. He's kind of a cute little guy. But at the same time, it's definitely a movie-style car. It looks really good. But I think when these cars get redone over the years, they didn't have a lot of technology in them for safety, metal dash and all those type of things. And I remember some ads from the 70s talking about, in case of an accident, put your hands out on the dashboard so you don't go under it, which right. is probably, in hindsight, was bad advice at the time. But ultimately, there was not airbags in this car and several other things. And now Kevin's, in trouble because apparently He had this car, and then this beautiful piece of 1970s memorabilia that had been all redone to somebody.
He was in the car, but his friend was driving it. There was a girl in the back seat.
Yeah.
She wasn't hurt, but the two guys up front were hurt, so everybody's suing everybody. But I just wanted you to describe the car for people so they can understand how easy it would be with that kind of an engine to gun it, lose control, especially on roads that you don't know. Out in Malibu, it's pretty easy to lose control of a car, even if it's a Hyundai. That's a very dangerous stretch of road. Yep, right.
And the bad thing about Malibu, there's big drops off the edge of the road.
Oh, yeah. Fences along the side of the road. New.
Yep.
What do you make of Elon Musk with his new Tesla? It's going to have, instead of a horn, you can fart. It has fart noises and goat noises. Thought you'd like that.
Honestly, I would be happy if Elon could put out a vehicle that actually worked the way and did what he said it was going to do. And, and the autopilot didn't end up, being a problem for everybody. The other thing is, too, it appeals to the 12-year-old in all of us, but then 10 minutes later, you still have a car, that you want to work and want to go A to B every day. It's kind of an interesting, funny gimmick, but honestly, if we're down to selling our cars because of the fart noises they make, we're really in trouble.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. Thank you very much. By the way, you're in the Volkswagen, the American Volkswagen plant. What's going on there?
Yeah, today is a big day for them. They're announcing their brand new Atlas Cross Sport, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Atlas, but it's a big SUV, the biggest one they've ever made. It's a three-row. They're going to make a two-row version of this, because a lot of Americans aren't using that third row, but they want the space to hold all the sports gear and the pets and whatever it might be in the back. So they're making a two-row version, but that's only a part of the story, Doug. They're investing millions and millions of dollars in the U.S., creating millions and millions of jobs down here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The other interesting news piece here is this will be the first car for them where if your UPS guy approaches the car, you'll be able to see it on your phone and unlock it so he can put your package in the back, which
great
I think
God.
Is a great feature. But to be honest with you, I'd rather have my UPS package delivered to my house.
Yes, thank you very much. Put on the phone. Do it like they always do. All right, so you made a big deal months ago about the British home product company Dyson making an electric car, apparently now, right?
Yeah, so this is, I felt like this, and I think I might have mentioned this with you and Dyson announced that they were going to go into the electric car business. Of course, he's famous for making those hand dryers in the airports and the vacuum cleaners that do the tunnel suck thing. And I've never owned one, but I hear that they're really good. Well, he, after spending billions of dollars, he's decided this is a no-go. And that Dyson is going to stick with sucking and blowing, and they're not going to do the old electric car thing anymore, which is probably, I could have told you this and saved you $2.5 billion,
right.
There you go. He's out.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.